Undehang.
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on September 6, 2002, in London.
Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha.
It is truly an honor and fortune to be amongst all of you this evening on this very auspicious event. Janmashtami is the day of Krishna's appearance in this world. It is a time when we remember Krishna's descent not only into this world, but into our hearts and into our lives. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Tvananyaya Shakya Aham Evam Vidorachan Gyatam Drastam Chatatvena Praveshtam Chaparantam. It is only by undivided devotional service that I can be seen as I am. The only means by which Krishna appears is through the selfless service of his devotees. Lord Ramchandra's appearance we celebrate on Ram Navami. Maharaj Dasarath and Kausalya, they tried with unalloyed pure devotion for years and years and years, but never had a child. They wept, they prayed, and ultimately a grand yajna was performed through that selfless service. Sri Ram appeared as their son in this world. On Janmashtami, we remember Krishna as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Why did he appear to Vasudeva and Devaki? First of all, in their previous lives, they spent thousands of years performing selfless service to be the mother and father of the Lord. And then in this life, they were in a prison house, having one child after another, knowing that they would be killed. Why? Because they knew that this is how they could bring the Supreme Personality of Godhead into the world. Years and years of selfless service, and Krishna revealed himself to the world through Devaki and Vasudeva. The avatar of Lord Krishna in this age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mother and father, Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, they also performed years of selfless devotional service. So many children were born and died, but they continued because they knew this was their calling in life, that the Supreme Lord become their child. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on Gaur Purnima. The appearance of Radha Gokulananda here in London. What was His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami's selfless service? He left Vrindavan practically at the age of 70. Several heart attacks on Jaladuta, living in the poverty of the Bowery in New York City for about a year. Such inconvenience. What selfless service? And then he went to San Francisco and he inspired his disciples in the same spirit of selfless service. Srila Prabhupada came here to London. And on the basis of his devotion, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda appeared in this city, in this temple, to deliver all living beings. This is the purpose of human life. Through the selfless service of a devotee, not only does that devotee gain the greatest benefit, but the whole world achieves the immense mercy of the Supreme Personality of God. His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj, His Grace Gauridas Prabhu, were speaking on this subject of selfless service. That opportunity is the ultimate opulence in life. Money is not real wealth. Property is not real wealth. Prestige and power is not real wealth. Because those things will come and they will go. And they cannot satisfy the need of the heart. Real wealth is the inspiration and the willingness to perform selfless, unconditional service to the Supreme Lord. There is no other fulfillment to the heart, and there is no other way that we can attract the all-attractive Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, all the acharyas, they established this standard: to live for others. Here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, I have seen with these eyes, and I felt with my heart, a genuine and wonderful spirit of selfless service to bring Krishna into the lives of tens and thousands of people. Srila Prabhupada told us that the greatest way to be Krishna conscious is to give Krishna to others, because that's what pleases him most. Krishna appeared during this Janmashtami festival in such a way that he attracted, what I heard, over 80,000 people to come to his abode, to see his beautiful form, to hear his name, to taste his prasadam, to meet his devotees. Every person that came here was firmly established in spiritual life. Every single person that came here is, without question of a doubt, on their way back home, back to Godhead. Their material life is at the beginning of their ends, whether they know it or not. Krishna has attracted them. How did it come about? All of you wonderful souls, by your united, selfless spirit of service, 80,000 people experienced Krishna. But not only that, the BBC, various newspapers, television, radio, internationally, is glorifying the service that you have performed. I have traveled to some extent in various parts of the world for the past 31 years, since I have begun my efforts to serve Srila Prabhupada and Lord Krishna. And I can honestly, from my heart, tell each of you personally tonight, I have never seen such a wonderful festival. The organization was extraordinary. The management, superb. The exhibits, the prasad distribution, the parking, the arrangement for the darshans, the book distributions. What I saw was not only quantitatively the largest Krishna conscious festival in the Western world, but I saw a substance of such a high quality of real devotion being given to these people. Deep philosophical presentations for the children, for the young, for the old. Wonderful dramas, beautiful kirtans, incredible prasad. Qualitatively and quantitatively, this is the greatest festival that the Hare Krishna movement has ever put on, in my opinion. Krishna appeared due to the combined selfless service of all of you. Please understand, this is Prabhupada's intimate, heartfelt gift to you. To give you the chance to perfect your lives and help perfect millions of other lives through selfless devotional service. Because you have so nicely accepted this gift from Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace's most intimate, heartfelt blessings is showering upon each and every one of you. Of this there is no doubt. And there is no greater award in all of creation. I am quite speechless and quite emotional. Wherever I go in the world, I have to speak about what I have seen here. Pradyumna Prabhu was talking something about our Bombay Chaupati temple. But when I go to Chaupati, my message to them is, everyone go to Bhaktivedanta Manor and see what real devotion is. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, all of our previous acharyas, and on behalf of all the leadership of ISKCON throughout the world, I thank you very, very much. And I beg you to please understand how Prabhupada has blessed you by giving you this spirit of selfless service. Throughout the year and throughout your lives, live by this principle as first priority. That is what human life is for. Chant the holy names of Krishna sincerely to purify your hearts so that you can give more and more and more loving, selfless service to Krishna, to your families, and to the world. And understand the great strength in your unity. I was astonished. The night after the second day, I was going from place to place and meeting wonderful devotees of all ages by the hundreds and the hundreds and the hundreds who have just worked 12 hours, 20 hours, 48 hours practically. And this is after weeks and weeks of long nights. And I saw the most lotus-like, splendorous smiles on everyone's face. They were emanating spiritual joy. They were experiencing Krishna. You experience Krishna through service. And everyone was thanking me. And Gauridas Prabhu, and Pranavandu Prabhu, and Shruti Dharma Prabhu, and Atmanivedan Maharaj, thanking us. Gratitude. This is devotion. I take the dust of the feet of each and every one of you and keep it always on my head. Thank you very, very much. This gathering tonight has set a standard that we pray the whole world will strive to follow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.